Thank you for tuning in to the Bethel Podcast. At Bethel, we're all about relationship. So if you're in the Phoenix area, we'd like to invite you to one of our services. Please visit BethelChandler.com for more information. Now stay tuned for a message from Pastor Mike Gowans.
The title the Lord gave me today for today's message is this: I am who you say I am. I am who you say I am. This revelation, this understanding, will be a key to breakthrough. You know this, Bethel. We don't have a sin problem. For all of those that have been born again, you no longer have a sin problem. Your only problem in life is your identity. Your only battle is to discover who God says you are. When you know who you are, when you know how valuable you are, when you know you're a son or daughter of God, when you know that God is faithful to his promises for those who obey and believe them, you'll live differently. It changes everything. It's a game changer. And so here's the challenge. Here's the challenge that is before us before we came to Christ. It's called 18 inches. 18 inches, the average distance from the human brain to the human heart. And you needed to take information, you needed to take the truth of God that was preached to you, that was shared with you, that was spoken to you. And you needed that truth to go from here to here so that you could be justified, so that you could be forgiven, and so that you could then say with your heart what took place and what you believed so that you could be saved. Romans 10:9. We believe with our heart and we are justified. We speak with our mouths and we are saved. That same process is how we are being saved. It is how we grow. It's how we mature. 18 inches may be what's keeping you from breakthrough. 18 inches of taking the Word of God, getting it into your heart, believing it in your heart, and then speaking it with your lips. Because God created us in His image. God spoke and the universe exploded. In the same way, when we speak, things are created, things are released. There's power of life and death in the tongue. So we're going to talk about 18 inches from our heads to our hearts. And then we're going to talk about another 18 inches back to our lips. This is the wrestling match. James chapter 1 verse 12. Blessed. Blessed is the man. Come on, say blessed. Say, I'm blessed. Is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. But don't be deceived, my dear brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who is not changed like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits for all he created. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, God, for your word. We thank you for sending your son to rescue us. You sent the word. The word became flesh in the form of Jesus. Jesus, you are the word. Yes. And we thank you that believing in you, receiving you, accepting you, that we can be born again because we've received the incorruptible seed of your word. Today, let the incorruptible seed of God's word fall into our hearts today. Holy Spirit, open our eyes and our ears to receive. Holy Spirit, anoint my words as they come off of my lips. Penetrating our hearts. You said your word, not my word, your word would not return void. Let your word water seeds today. Let your word water the soil of hearts today, that it may bring new growth, even breakthrough today, in the mighty name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. 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 I am who you say I am. Come on, say that with me. I am who you say I am. James 19. Chapter 1, my dearest brothers and sisters, take this to heart. Come on, put your hand on your heart for a moment. Take this to heart. Come on, this is where it's got to go, church. Come on, grab God's word, grab His promises, grab them, wrestle them down into your heart. Come on, to your heart, bring them. Be quick to listen. Slow to speak, and be slow to become angry, for human anger is never, say never, a legitimate tool to promote God's righteous purpose. So this is why we have abandoned everything that's morally impure and all forms of wicked conduct. Instead, with a sensitive spirit, we absorb God's word. Come on, you see that? Are you going to absorb it? You going to grab it? You know, sometimes God's word seems to be over your head. And sometimes it is over your head. But here's the thing. It's never out of reach. It's never out of reach. You don't have to understand God's word to reach it. You don't have to understand God's word to receive it. Come on, sometimes, you know, you're just sensing other people hearing it and amening, and you're just going, why is it not connecting? Don't worry about it. Just reach. Just reach for it. Grab hold of it. Come on, it's the word of God. It's not Pastor Mike's opinions. When it's Mike's opinions, you can choose if you want to accept it or not. But when it's the word of God, you don't have to worry about it. All you have to do is reach for it. Grab it. Grab hold of it. Pull it down. Pull it down into your heart. Let it absorb into your heart. You know, when I preach, I'm just sometimes breaking up hearts that are little stony, need to be broken up, okay? It's like me, I'm just coming like, a little sledgehammer, right? Going, I'm going to break this down by the Holy Ghost. Man, if I could, I would bust open your head and put this Bible right in. You know, I heard it said many years ago, man, you've been brainwashed. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely I have. Question is, who's brainwashing you? A lot of brainwashing going on. I'm not doubting it. But the question is, who is brainwashing you? All right, where was I? Okay. Okay, so... legitimate tool. So verse 21. So this is why we abandon every immoral. Da, 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 da. Okay, so absorb God's word. Isn't that awesome? We absorb God's word, which has been implanted within our nature. For the word of life has power to continually deliver us. Come on, continually deliver us. Don't just listen to the word of truth and not respond to it. For that is the essence of self-deception. So always let His word become like poetry, written and fulfilled by your life. If you listen to the word and don't live out the message you hear, you become like the person who looks in the mirror of the word to discover the reflection of his face in the beginning. And you perceive how God sees you in the mirror of the word, but then you go out and forget your divine origin or nature. But those who set their gaze deeply into the perfecting law of liberty are fascinated by and respond to the truth. They hear and are strengthened by it. They experience God's blessing in all they do. Come on. You experience God's blessing in all that you do. Even those things that are hard and difficult and don't seem to be enjoyable, you'll find a blessing in them. See, our circumstance do not determine who we are. And who are we? Blessed. We began, blessed is he who endures, who perseveres under trial. Listen, if you're here today, you're doing some persevering. If you're watching online, you're doing some persevering. So guess what? You're blessed. Amen. You're blessed. You're blessed to be able to hear the word of God preached. Amen. You're blessed to be able to be in this room today. Yes. Even in America, there are rooms that people aren't able to be in the room. That's right. There are places in this world where the word of God isn't freely preached. Blessed. We are blessed. We are more than overcomers. Petey, how are you going to walk out today? How are you going to walk out today with your word in your hand? Okay, man, maybe you do. I'm asking you to walk in with a swagger, okay? But no matter how good your swagger was coming in, your swagger going out better be even better. Come on, I know there's better swaggers out there that are coming next month. Let's get the video camera out there set, okay, as people come in. We'll have the red carpet of swagger with the word of God, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, turn to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22 says, "Now, because of your obedience to the truth, you have purified your souls, and this empowers you to be full of love for your fellow believers. So express this sincere love toward one another passionately with a pure heart. For though the eternal and living word of God, for through the eternal and living word of God, you have been born again. And this seed that he planted within you can never be destroyed, but will live and grow inside of you forever." How does this seed grow? You water it. How do you water it? Isaiah 55 says God's word. It's like rain. It's like rain coming down. God's word. So the incorruptible seed has been planted in you. How do you grow this? It's through the word that you let it shower down onto this. See, it's not enough here. There's a lot of people that even study the word, and it's good to think about it and meditate on it, but you got to get this word down here. You've got to get it here to water this incorruptible seed. I mean, here's the good news. You can't destroy the seed that was planted. You have been secured by the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, he's deposited the Holy Spirit in you. The Spirit of truth lives inside of you. But to grow it, to produce fruit and fruit that remains, you've got to water it. And this is your calling. This is your destiny. This is your purpose. It's to produce fruit and fruit that will remain. Jesus said it this way. Luke chapter 6, verse 43, "A good tree does not produce bad fruit, nor does a bad tree produce good fruit. Each tree is known by its own fruit. People don't gather figs from thorn bushes. They don't get grapes from bushes. Good people bring good things out of the good things stored in their Stored in their hearts. But evil people bring evil things out of the evil stored up in their hearts. People speak the things that are in their hearts. Church, this is what's so important. That you grab hold of the Word of God and you bring it down into your heart. Because what comes out of your heart, what comes out of your heart through your mouth, is what changes everything. It changes everything. It changes the circumstances. It changes the atmosphere. And even if the circumstances don't change, the atmosphere can. You understand something? Your circumstances do not have the power. Do not have the power to keep God's atmosphere from entering them. Now that might be something you have to reach for right now, but reach. Come on. Reach for this revelation. Reach for this understanding that your circumstance has no power against God's atmosphere. How do you change the atmosphere of your circumstances? You grab hold of God's words, His promises, and you pull them down into your heart. You pull them down. It's a battle for your mind. You got to get them into your mind so they can get down into your heart. Because once they get into your heart, now they can come out of your lips. And the atmosphere changes. This is why you can count it pure joy. This is why the joy of the Lord is your strength. It's His presence. It's His grace. It's the atmosphere. You can bring heaven into your prison cell. You can bring heaven into your marriage that may be feeling like a prison cell. Okay? The circumstances of your marriage may not change, but the atmosphere of your marriage can change at a moment's notice. What are you speaking? What are you speaking over each other? What are you speaking in your home? Power of life and death. You change the atmosphere. Why is there such a powerful electric atmosphere here? Because of what's coming from our hearts off of our lips. We're honoring Him. We're honoring Him in His Word. We're exalting Him. We're lifting up hands to Him. And the atmosphere changes. An atmosphere for extraordinary things to happen. Okay, the preaching of God's Word. The assembly of believers. It will never stop. No corona will keep the Word of God from going forth. No corona will keep the people of God from assembling together. Because when we come together, miracles happen. When we come together, our atmosphere changes. The atmosphere of our hearts, the atmosphere of our lives, it changes.
That's true.
I just preach myself happy. You can't help it.
It's a living word.
God is so good. His Word is so good. Church, we're going on a 21-day journey together. 21 days of breakthrough. A breakthrough together. Church, when we do things together, when we align our hearts together, God promises that He will command a blessing over us, over our lives. And yes, when atmosphere changes, so do then come circumstances changing. It's the atmosphere. The atmosphere has to change. It's real. It's a real thing. The atmosphere of cities as I've traveled around the world, every culture, every place I go has a different atmosphere. He's the prince of the air, church. He's the prince. The devil is the prince of the air. And Jesus Christ defeated him. He took back his power and he's given it to us to bring and change the atmosphere of this world. It doesn't matter what's going on in the streets. We have the power to change it. But it starts when we change the atmosphere of our hearts, the atmosphere of our souls. See, the heaven is in our hearts. But heaven doesn't want to stay in our hearts. He wants to fill our souls. He wants to, the atmosphere of our souls have the opportunity to change. And once the atmosphere of your soul changes, it spills out everywhere you go. Everyone you bump into gets blessed. Everyone you bump into goes, what is that? See, the real thing, the real gospel that has taken root in people's hearts is attractive.
Yes, it is.
It's so attractive. This is what has really spoken to more people in my life than anything else is when the circumstances of my life don't look good, yet the atmosphere of my heart and my face shine. You know, I just picture one of the first martyrs, Stephen, as he's preaching the word and what Jesus had done. This is the picture I have. I mean, I just feel like God gave me a glimpse of what it looked like. And what I saw was an open heaven and Stephen with glory, like Moses on his face, looking up with this joy as stones are being pelting him and blood is coming down. And he's got his eyes on his Savior. He's got his eyes on the prize. And he's fallen to his knees. But he's just smiling. It's my Savior. It's Jesus. There's Jesus. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Oh, yeah, that doesn't matter. But Jesus.
What a picture. Thank you, Jesus.
That's atmosphere.
What
is the atmosphere of your soul today? What is the atmosphere of your home? That's what you have, the power. God has given you that power to change atmospheres. When you walk into a room with your swagger or not, people should say, "Who are you?" You know, for years, I'd be sitting on a plane and somebody would walk on that plane and I'd immediately know, that's a Christian. I mean, sometimes it was obvious because they had a giant Bible they're carrying, you know. No, by the Spirit, I could know. Somebody walking on going, that's a believer. And then I'd introduce myself and sure enough, that was a believer. Is there enough atmosphere in your life that people would go, that's a son or daughter of God? Is there enough of heaven flowing out of you that people would go, that's a Christ follower? Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 says, we can all draw close to him. What a promise. We can all draw close to him with the veil removed from our faces. And with no veil, we all become like mirrors who brightly reflect the glory of the Lord Jesus. We are being transfigured, transformed into his very image as we move from one brighter level of glory to another. This glorious transfiguration comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. Church, the transfiguration happens when you get the Word of God into your mind, down into your heart. And then it comes out of your mouths. It comes out of your mouths. It comes off of your lips. You talk differently. You talk differently. Gently, kindly, compassionately, lovingly. It changes. And what happens is the more you know who God is, the more you know who you are, and the more you know who you are, the more you know who your brother and sister are. And so what are we doing? We are going, no, that's not who you are. Amen. See, we don't have sin problems, church. Hallelujah. Not here at Bethel. There ain't no sin problem at Bethel. Amen. No sin problems here. If you've been born again, if you're watching online, if you've been born again, you don't have a sin problem. Jesus took care of our sin problem. Right. As far as the east is from the west, he's removed our sin. Come on. We're children of God. Our challenge, our wrestle is his presence. Hebrews says to wrestle, to do labor, do everything you can to get into his rest. That's the only fight, you guys, is to get into his rest. What is his rest? It's his presence. It's his presence. When you get into his presence, what happens? You see who you are. When you get into the word's not here to show you all the bad things that you are, all the imperfections. No, it isn't. It's to show you, according to James, who you are. Didn't he say that when you're self-deceived, when you look in the mirror and then quickly you forget who you are and you walk away and you forget? It's an identity issue. The word of God is to go, wow, man, I'm pretty awesome. Yes, yes, yes. Not in myself. Understand, it's such a humble confidence. Yes. It's such a humble swag. Yep. Because apart from him, I am nothing. I am no one. But in him, I am everything. Yeah. I am who he says I am. Yeah. Not who anybody else says I am. Who he says. So if there are people in your life telling you you are something other than what God's saying about you, it may be time to put pause on them. Woo! You know, kind of like your remote, just that, man, I'm going to pause that. I'm going to pause that. I'm going to pause that. Listen, brothers and sisters, don't get paused. How do you assure you don't get paused? Speak the truth. Speak God's word. Tell people who they are. Tell people who they are. But pastor, when I get in the word and then I see, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. Yeah, you shouldn't be doing that. But it's telling you shouldn't be doing that because that's not who you are. So let the blood of Jesus wash the mirror. It's really an issue that it's on the mirror. Just remove it. See, the mirror is not who you are. Right? When you look into the mirror, you're seeing in the mirror a reflection of who you are. So the sin and our conscience that may be dealing with sin, things that we've done wrong, needs to be sprinkled. It's a heavenly Windex. Spray it. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse you. Cleanse that mirror, your conscience, so you can see more clearly who you are, how loved you are, how valuable you are. Church, we must speak this truth. Look, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Now let me say a truth. You only love Jesus as much as you love this word. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. But you only love Jesus as much as you love this word. And not loving this word with your mind. Hallelujah, that the word of God washes our minds. But he doesn't want you to have a relationship. He doesn't want a relationship with just your mind. He wants your heart. He wants this relationship with your heart. And when you engage with God with your heart, you're transformed. 21 days, church, we're going to go on this journey. We're preparing for next Sunday, but don't wait till next Sunday. Start getting in the Word every day. Join us at 7:14 prayer on Facebook as we pray, and then we get into a devotional together. Join us there. Open up your Bible. Find a place. Come on, go old school for the month of November. Get the paper Bible out. Maybe go get yourself a new one. I don't know, man. Just get it, man. Soak in it. You know, just go to bed with it. Wake up with it. Come on. Fall in love with the Word. Come on, fall in love with it. Cherish it. Come on. This is precious. Yeah, I'm foolish enough to believe this Word is alive. This Word is real. This Word is Jesus. No matter what the world says, for me and this house, we will believe the Word. We will be lovers of the Word. And if the Word says it, that settles it. It doesn't matter what the laws of this land say. This law trumps any law. That doesn't line up to it. Would you bow your heads, close in prayer? Everyone here and everybody watching online, I know God was speaking. I know God has spoken to you today. Because His Word was preached, His Word was taught, and He promised that His Word will rain. His Word will water. His Word will not return void. It will accomplish that which it was set out for. Today, will you embrace it? Will you grab hold of it? Bring it down into your heart and then confess what the Word has done as it's been planted into your heart, as it's watered seeds and dreams and visions and things that God has spoken to you. Those are things God has spoken. Those seeds will break through. They will break through. Persevere. Blessed son and daughter of God, persevere. You are more than a conqueror. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. As we close, those here in this room and those watching online, if you'd say, man, God has spoken to me. God has spoken to me. Today, I'm going to grab hold of that truth. I'm going to believe that truth today. And I'm ready to speak that truth. Would you pray with me? Whatever it is, maybe today it's, Jesus, I finally see that you are the Savior and Lord. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords. You are love. And you're offering forgiveness to me. Maybe it's a truth that you're really accepted and forgiven. Maybe it's a sin. Maybe it's a habit that you're like, I'm just always gonna struggle with this. No, that's not true. Jesus came to bring life and life more abundantly. The truth sets us free. The truth has been preached today. Whatever it is, wherever you're at, would you pray this prayer of just receiving God's word, believing God's word, and declaring his word today, wherever that is. It's going to cover a lot of different ground today. A lot of different hearts today. A lot of different lives. But one God who cares. One God who can set us free. Say, Jesus, you are my Savior. You are my Lord. I put my trust in you. I put my trust in your word. I repent of the lies of my sin, my unbelief. I receive your truth, your forgiveness, your grace, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Bethel Church. If you'd like to connect with us, download our app using the keywords Bethel Chandler or visit us online at BethelChandler.com.